and it is actually talking as opposed to the end goal. The end goal stays the same, save money, make things more efficient. But I think it's the messaging that they're talking. Lisa Schlosser is the Federal Deputy Chief Information Officer.
I think you'll see a shift from us describing, you know, data center consolidation. The goal of that's not to shut down data centers, right? It's to optimize the use of resources, hardware, software, people, energy. So it's about optimization, right? It's not about just shutting down.
Schlosser says the change isn't dramatic. It's not going to be any new policy, but it's part of really the evolution of the program. I mean, as you heard her say, data centers initially was about how many can you close? The goal is 800 by 2015. But now they're realizing that saving money, becoming more efficient, is more than just shutting things down. It's part of saying, okay, well, if we have 10 servers and to optimize those servers, they all need to be running at 80% capacity. How do we get there? Not just can we shut down 8 of those 10 servers so we save money. This is also why Schlosser says CIOs need to collaborate more than ever now with the CXO community. We're talking about CFOs, chief acquisition officers, chief human capital officers, and deputy secretaries to have that coordinated plan for how technology can spur innovation within the agencies, but also meet the business needs better than in previous attempts.
All right, so that takes care of data centers. What other areas are the initiatives having an impact on?
Exactly. I mean, there's 24 points in that IT reform plan. So I'm going to just go over, highlight a couple of them that really came to the forefront yesterday's AFSEA Bethesda breakfast. One big change in the works is around acquisition. And we've talked a lot over the last few months about the Mythbusters campaign, where the administration is really promoting the ability of agencies to talk with industry about contracting requirements. And just last week, the Office of Federal Procurement Policy issued a memo renaming the Contracting Officer's Technical Representative, known as the COTAR, to become the Contracting Officer Representative. But more importantly, they're putting a standard certification and requirement for three different levels of these employees. So really, they're really trying to make sure people have the correct skill set to manage big, specifically IT contracts. The other area that's getting pretty good traction is related, program and project management. Ken Rogers is the State Department's Director of the IT Strategic Planning Office. He says the skill set of these employees must be different than managing to solve a problem.
It's a paradigm shift in the way we think when we're used to managing projects and activities and solving problems, whether they're break fix or standard life cycle development. We're used to solving those problems firsthand. And so the shift towards performance-based or fixed price and performance-based contracts forces us to take a step back from that. Not too far back, because we can't afford to not know the technology. We can't afford to not know what actually needs to be done. We need to know what needs to be delivered and be able to manage against that. So, yeah, I think one of the challenges when you move towards more of that fixed-price performance-based contracting is you're pushing out some of that technical subject matter expertise out of your organization, which over time can dilute your ability to manage those kind of contracts in an effective way.
Now, the performance-based and fixed-price deals that Mr. Rogers talks about is both an administration priority because it's less risk to the government, but it's also how many vendors are selling cloud computing services to agencies, and employees need to know how to manage them differently. And obviously, cloud computing is a major administration initiative. They have a cloud-first policy that all is tied to the 25-point IT reform plan. Rogers says one thing State is considering is a mentoring program for program managers. The goal is to make best practices around IT management more easily shared. Rogers said it would be modeled after other mentoring programs that the State Department runs.
What we're doing right now is just at the grassroots trying to define out a holistic approach towards making that part of our organization and our culture and the way we do business going forward. So we're looking at a whole set of scenarios and options and alternatives. This is one of the ones that have come up as a potential solution that we have put in place. But we're kind of at the beginning stages of transforming the way we do business and the kind of workforce we need.
Rogers adds that the best trained workforce to have the best trained workforce for the State Department is actually a twofold problem. He says they have employees in the U.S., and training those employees is fairly straightforward, but addressing the needs of state employees working outside the U.S. in the consulates and embassies is more difficult because they really function much differently. In many ways, they function as their own IT shop, so they need that program and project management skills, but they also need more technical skills, so they're really trying to balance that. And in fact, to get there, the State Department is doing a workforce analysis of its IT workforce to ensure that both they're hiring the people with the right skills and training current employees with those program and project management skills.
Jason, how will the impending budget cuts affect how agencies are able to reform IT?
that was a big issue yesterday, again, at the FCA breakfast, because I think that everyone is waiting for that shoe to drop. What's our 2012 budget going to look like is really a common theme that we hear a lot. Now, the challenge is with IT specifically is that sometimes it takes a little money to save a lot of money. I mean, if you think about something like data center consolidation, if you want to consolidate a data center, there's a cost to that. But in the end, the out years, the cost is higher. So the expected budget cuts is one reason why OMB's Schlosser has encouraged agencies, CIOs, to communicate more closely with their fellow CXOs. States Rogers says the demand for technology is increasing as agencies need to keep pace with the continued development to deliver services in an effective way both to internal and external customers. Rogers says that's why state has taken an agile approach to budgeting and planning.
The challenge is how do we really make our strategic plans relevant to the fast-paced changes in technology that is confronting both industry and government. And so we launched a three-year strategic plan that is updated annually, budget year plus one. So we're always looking at that three-year window. And then we took that strategic plan and built out a tactical plan that aligned to all the program initiatives across the organization so we could put metrics against those programs. Are those programs actually helping me to meet the strategic goals and objectives that we've laid out? Now, the IT strategic plan for the department is a business-centric plan. It's approved by the assistant secretaries from across the department, as well as the Undersecretary of Management and CIO, of course.
Now, Roger says state is focusing currently on the fiscal 2013 budget, as well as developing goals for 2014, even though Congress, as we all know, has not even come close to passing the 2012 budget.
Jason, what areas of OMB and agencies focusing on around IT reforms just in the next 12 months or so?
Right, and then there's obviously a lot more to be done. It was very interesting yesterday. Lisa Schlosser from OMB one of the first things she said was, was when she first started speaking during the panel discussion, was the 25-point IT reform plan isn't going anywhere just because Vivek Kundra's left government. And it's funny because there was no big sigh in the audience. I think all the people from industry realized, okay, this is the path they're going. Schlosser says new CIO, Stephen Van Roekel, is obviously very supportive of the reform plan and will continue to push it forward. There are several things that the agencies and industry should expect from OMB in the short term. Starting with cloud computing, security is a big issue. The FedRAMP program, that's something we've been reporting on. We've been told by members from GSA, from OMB, that it should be done soon, finalized very soon. It's supposed to be done this summer. Then it's supposed to be done in October. Well, Schlosser says it's imminent. Of course, what's that mean? Well, in federal talk, it could mean anything from a day to a month to 6 months. But she would, and Lisa would not give any kind of specific timetable, but at least it's moving in that direction. Schlosser says there'll also be more information in the short term on some of these other efforts.
And so we're going to see information coming from OMB in the form of what, more guidance and more directives, kind of fleshing out the orders that are in those 25?
Exactly. And in some ways, you're going to see some data center consolidation plans that are going to be made public, how agencies are going about it. And then also the CIO authorities memo that was released over the summer, they're going to have some more details in terms of how that's going to work, especially around commodity IT, which actually gave CIOs a lot more authority in the agencies over this type of spending, which is, you know, desktop software, email software, things like that.
Now, Jason, when the 25-point plan came out, there were all these boxes in it that said, and we're going to have more guidance on this in 6 months, and we're going to have more guidance on that in 9 months, and we give ourselves a year to have guidance on point 17. Has OMB been keeping up with its own schedule for all this?
For many of them, they have. You know, Vivek Kundra did a rollout, I guess this is a couple months ago by now, to say here's an update. And I think, you know, of the seven areas at that time, they'd met five of them. I have not gone back through and checked off each one specifically, but they seem to be rolling things out. For instance, the Tech Fellows program, which I think you guys talked about last week, was one of those checkboxes that they had to establish the program. It's now open now, and Schlosser says actually OMB has several agencies that have committed to bringing in these Tech Fellows. So that's just a small example of they are trying to kind of make sure that they stay on path. And that's why they laid it out to these 6, 12, and 18-month milestones, because as they've learned from big, you know, IT projects, if you do the big bang approach, you'll never get anything done.